following program is intended for mature audiences.
Oh my God, Friday night, and it's now time for the greatest internet radio show ever. It is time for Spankwagon Radio. Tonight, we should have a show planned, provided they remember. You gotta love booking arrangements. For those of you who we know are out there listening, podcast, live, it doesn't matter, radio, @spankwagon.net is our email. For those of you who are live with us right now, get your asses in the chat room. Use the video. Enjoy the show, because tonight, if all goes right, we got naked chicks. All right. Did you actually have to think about that? That's a funny shit. All right. sitting to my right, the man who just forgot the official website of Spank Wagon Radio. He forgot Spank Wagon.
I do as soon as you look.
Spankwagon.net. Let me say that again. Actually, let you say that.
Spankwagon.net.
This week's motto, something to slap your mama with. Actually, from Icy Blue in the forum.
Oh, is it really?
Icy Blue, formerly Red Rum. Next week, she'll be Yellow Parakeet of Doom.
Purple Schlesinger.
Purple.
So something to slap your mama with.
Something to slap your mama with. That was one of the... remember in the forum, we asked people to tell us what Spank Wagon means to you.
How do you describe it to people? Yeah. What does it mean to you?
Something to slap
someone
your
someone help. I'm trapped in this little box, and the only person that can help me is this asshole.
Help me.
Damn, was that you? That's actually pretty fucking good.
Sounds like Slim Whitman singing I Eat over there. Got some Vice on the nuts? What the fuck? I think, hey!
Hello!
Well, look at this shit. Spankwagon.net. That's our official website.
That's our official site. Actually, it is not
on. Holy, who'd have thought that this Spankwagon Radio would have one of them their fancy websites, .net things?
You know, one thing they also got is they got it hosted by Canis Hosting.
That's right.
Ooh, yeah. So, Ken is hosting, of course. If you click on the cam and chat and all that good stuff, that's all the good stuff.
Yeah. There.
You get to watch us live, listen to us in high fidelity, where we can pan left and right. I think this is actually going over stereo, too.
I don't know. We'll have to ask Jimmy.
It's fun. I don't really. Yeah, I think we do an MP3 stereo stream.
Hey, Jimmy. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, that's fucked up,
ain't it? Hold on, let me run from one side of the room to the other.
Okay, let's start over the right.
Okay, I'm over here.
Oh, that's my left.
Fucking retard.
Just fucking run.
Okay, here I go. And now I'm over here.
Well, you fucked up. Keep going.
Okay, now I'm all...
Dude. You're in the middle. See, you run too fast. We got to make the scale of the room bigger. Bigger room. Ready,
okay,
ready?
Okay, bigger room, ready? Just okay, I'll start over here. I'll start all the way over here. Here we go. And now I'm over here.
Yes. So for those of you who actually get this.
That's the gay joke of the night right there.
Well, yeah, and you were in the charge of it. All right.
Spank Wagon Radio, 8 years of bullshit.
Yeah.
Hey, Reverend Hammer already called you out. Said, why is the camera on Trencher? No. No. That's perfect.
You know, we got a bunch of people in the chat room already. Gia Ray's hanging out in there. Reverend Hammer. We've got Radio XUK.
Gia Ray's husband's so banned he's not even allowed to listen to the stream. That's how banned he is. He has to go into the other room.
He's in trouble.
Come on, man. He's one of our 11 listeners. 11.6 listeners. You know, I think Radio UK be half asleep when he's listening anyway. So.
Oh,
was it like, was it like 3 o'clock? Radio, what, is it like 3? What time is it there, radio? Tell me what time.
It's 8 hours.
It's like eight hours
ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do the math, man. Do the math. All right, so tonight.
Damn it. Let me just say something real quick before we go off on this. Look, I am a registered Democrat, okay? I'm on all the mailing lists. I get 25. I counted. I got 25 emails yesterday from the Democratic Party and MoveOn.org reminding me to vote.
Hey, vote. Hey, hey, vote. Hey, don't forget to vote. Hello. Hey, vote.
Did you vote yet?
No, actually, I haven't voted yet.
I already voted. Actually, that's a good thing that they are coming out and vote, you
it's
bastard.
For you. They're telling you to vote. No, you know what's pissing me off is the political flyers that are coming in my mailbox. Okay, first off, you know, they're sending
something
about like that big, you know?
You want
hard cardboard. It's on camera, but it's like as big as my notepad. Hard cardboard, and I counted like 13 in one day. 5 of them were all from the same person. And it's all this shit. You know, vote for me because Joe Heck is a dick or something.
Dude, I'd vote for someone if they could just do that. If they would just say, dude, vote for me. That guy's a douchebag. He'd have my vote right then and there.
I'm on the anti-douche party.
Anti-douche party.
Down with vinegar, water, and strawberry scent.
Oh my.
We will send douchers to a concentration camp where they can learn to air their vag.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on just a second here. Let's get the camera on you for this one. Hold on just a second.
I'm losing it because of the laughter here.
Okay, so are you telling me that you're pro douche confinement? I have to know this.
All right. First off, the woman or asshole who thought, hey, this is a vinaigrette I use on my salad. This will clean my cunt. You're wrong.
We've secretly swapped Mrs. Murphy's regular douche with a combination of flour and water. Let's see what happens. Hey, honey, you baking here? Sounds like Kaiser rolls.
Why can't I get in? My labia is glued shut. Tonight, we switched Mrs. Murphy's normal douche with Folger's crystals.
Dude, yeast and coffee? I don't know if that's a good idea.
Why not? You've already got the bread, and now you've got the donuts and the coffee.
If she drops an ovary, we've got a complete breakfast.
Eggs, toast, and coffee. Fantastic.
Oh, my God. It's starting out to be a real winter of evening there, boys and girls.
So what event is taking place that I... How old are you, Murphy?
We're going to start that already.
He's an entirely whopping 83.
Technically, I am exactly 32 years old about 3 hours ago. Because I was born in the UK 8 hours. So, yeah, tomorrow, the 25th here in the States, my birthday.
He's turning 22?
32 years old.
32. God damn.
32. You know, I don't know about you, but I consider 30 the best years. So far?
Yeah, because you're 30.
You're a douchebag.
No, I didn't. 20s were tough, man.
No, 20s were fun. 20s were carefree and stripper dating and...
Dick was falling into all kinds of fucking
holes. That's right.
And shit.
I had pussy falling out of the sky at me. It was fucking awesome. And now it's
the
like...
pussy in the sky keeps on turning.
Dude, we found a gray hair last week. I got 3 kids.
I found a soundboard.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Fuck you! Fuck you, mate! Fuck you! Fuck you and fuck you!
I didn't realize King Hesh had walked into the building.
Dude, okay, wait. Yep, here it is. Here it is. Here's King Hesh.
It's good to hear Hesh fall asleep after a good anal rimming.
Blow it out your ass.
That guy loves cock so
Holy
much.
Shit.
He really does.
Yes,
like,
he does.
King Hesh has got to be the gayest guy I think I've ever come into. I told you I wouldn't come inside you.
Don't call that fag.
King Hesh, tell me, what is your motivation? Oh, we're not adding quite that. What is your motivation again?
I like penis.
Don't call that faggot gay.
He's a fag.
You're not a fag, are you?
Right, gay.
And now we're going to the King Hesh convention.
Lord have mercy, it's a room full of homosexuals.
That it is.
Oh, the clocks go back, huh?
On Saturday, night, do they?
Is that? Hey!
What's up?
Oh, oh no. No, no, asshole.
We got people showing up.
You don't get to come
up.
In yeah, here for this baby. Shit. Yeah. Oh, no. There's an issue happening here.
There's an issue?
There's a problem.
Let's hear it. Let me give
don't
them
even,
all.
Don't even turn his mic on.
I'm going to turn his mic
no,
on.
No, no.
I heard about this
no,
issue. This
no,
issue's good.
No.
You don't know cartoons for shit.
No.
What
okay.
is this about?
Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Wait, wait. Let's tell everybody who just walked in for those just listening.
Douchebag just walked
wait.
In.
Douchebag here happens to run a comic book shop, Comic Oasis, here in Las Vegas. The douchebag was kind enough to invite us to interview Mark Millar and oh God.
Tony Harris.
Thank you. I won't say Curtis.
Also got us down there to interview Stan Lee.
Yes. I was going for the most recent. You're are you on 4 or 5? You should be on 5.
He's on 5. He's on 5.
See, talk.
See, there's two.
Hello.
Two,
there you go.
See, I figure. I said, I'll bring you two. I got you 3 gifts. One you have.
A short black
and
man?
Then, and there's one more left
you,
for later.
Got, you got
there's
me
one
a short
left
black
later.
Man.
Yes,
oh,
I
that's
brought
awesome.
You a short black man for your happy
you know,
birthday.
I have fields of cotton at home that need to be tended to.
And boy, he'll work hard for you too, sir.
Yeah, he'll open the bag
let me
and
just,
take them all off the Q-tip.
Let me just point something out here. Continuing the feud between Derek and I, he's the only person I've ever seen who has to come into the studio to lower the microphone. look, here's the deal.
Oh, come on.
Derek, who I love. And I think this should be pointed out. I do read every one of the emails he sends out from Comic Oasis.
Very good emails.
Because he doesn't even write them, I bet.
No, I write them.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah, I read every one of them. A couple weeks back, he had one that had some trivia questions in it about the Smurfs. Now, here's the... You know what? I've got my email up right here.
Oh, God. You're going to bring up your email. Okay, so... You're sending out trivia. Well, first off, let's just go ahead and throw out... Pimp your site, pimp your shop.
Oh, Comic Oasis at... 3121 North Rainbow Boulevard, comicoasis.com. It's easy to find. I was sitting around bored, so I did a little trivia contest about the Smurfs. And I'm like, it was easy. I mean,
you didn't bring
know,
no hot white women with you?
No, hold on.
She, I mean, Christina, but she bowed out. She said she didn't want to go down here. I don't know. You can talk about her badly, I guess. So.
Wait, is she the hot little Hispanic girl?
I don't know if she's Hispanic.
With the
yeah.
piercing?
The one that you filming? Were staring at uncomfortably the entire time we
I
were
don't
there?
Blame her now.
Yeah,
he's
kind of like I was staring at her when we were just going.
He's like, yeah. "You're gonna come to the store. I mean, you're gonna come to the radio station because we're gonna have strippers and smokes."
Run!
And he's like, "She's like, yeah, no."
Okay, so these are the three questions that Derek sends out. There, it's Smurf trivia, and it's in his email here.
In his little email,
which by the way, people can get on the email list. How?
Just go to comicoasis.com. There's a little thing there. Fill it out, and we'll send you out an email every week. Tells you what's coming out and what's going on.
Even though there's a little thing happening here, I'm still letting him pimp his shit. All right, so here are the questions he gave. Number one, what's the name of Gargamel's cat? Number two, who or what was the Smurf that smurfed Smurf? That's exactly from your email there, by the way. Number three, what Smurf was created to destroy all the other Smurfs? Now, number one, the name of Gargamel's cat. Everybody knows that.
Azrael.
Number three, which Smurf was created to destroy the other Smurfs?
See, he even told me that. I still don't remember.
The Smurfette.
Why was it Smurfette?
Because
Gargamel created her.
She used to be a skank with black hair.
Yep.
And she was going to come in and give everybody chlamydia.
Ah!
Basically, that's
Smurfidia.
Smurfidia.
Okay.
Question number two, though.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Now,
actually,
question number
good.
Two is where we have some issue. You see, who or what was the Smurf that smurfed Smurf? Now, the Smurf that smurfed Smurf. Anybody who knows Smurfs, you know that... Smurf is a wholly intergalactic interchangeable word with the Smurf. So it's kind of a weird one out there. Now, I took that in a couple of different ways.
Jokey.
Brainy. Yeah, I know.
See, I said brainy at first because...
That's what I said too.
Brainy is the only Smurf who they showed another Smurf coming from.
Okay.
From the mirror. Or Brainy's evil reflection came out of the mirror. But no, so I fired off. God, what was it? Probably like something like 7 or 8 emails.
It was like a stalker of what the Smurf went. Hey, no, it's this. No, it's that. No, it's this. I was like, this guy is freaky. But on the Smurfs, I'm like, it is. I came up with this off the top of my head at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was just bored.
Nice.
And so I'm like, I wouldn't expect it to be. It was 100 and something emails of people trying to answer these questions. I'm like, you guys are.
You're
weird.
Did anybody get it? Did anybody get it?
Yeah, we got two people who figured it out.
Actually, Irishman Dingo just said brainy.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, no, because that's what it makes
see,
sense.
See, now here's where it really threw me. In the email, in the way the question is asked, who or what was the Smurf that Smurf? The who or what was the Smurf. Now, the S in that Smurf is capitalized, which leads you to believe that it was another Smurf, that Smurf Smurf. And those two Smurfs are both lowercase. And I'm going to go ahead and paste this into the chat room.
Wait, hold on. Time out.
What? Okay, see, boy, here's where my level of nerd comes out. It just appeared to me that when this was, when he wrote this, that the capital S in the first Smurf denoted that he was talking about another Smurf. So I thought maybe it was Papa Smurf because Papa Smurf is the oldest of the Smurfs. Then I thought maybe he's talking about, okay, the Smurf that Smurf Smurf, the item that created Smurfs, which everybody knows, a Smurf is made when...
What, two Smurfs fuck?
No.
I avoided
Derek,
the Smurf
snorkels. You knew this, right?
No.
Smurfs are created when there's a blue moon. So every time there's a blue moon, the stork brings a new Smurf to the Smurf village. See, all of those were completely wrong. Why? Because somebody misworded and miswrote the question.
Wait. How the fuck do you consider Smurf the Smurf, 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 period?
Capital S, small S. It makes a big difference.
It does. It does because when you're
back into the fucking left. Again. Back into the fucking left.
Again.
What?
When you are using an interchangeable word like Smurf.
An interchangeable word.
Look.
I mean, he's making this up as he goes along.
I'm not making it up as I go along. This is, swear to God, this is the shit that was going on in my brain, okay?
This is Pee-wee Herman logic.
No! When you use a capital S in a sentence like this with an interchangeable word, that sentence denotes kind of a proper Smurf is what I thought he was talking
Smurfy
about.
Smurfy ridiculous, isn't it, dude?
Now look. I will admit that I was wrong, and I admitted that I was wrong.
What? You admit that you wrong about something?
I didn't ever cut that part where you were wrong.
I was wrong. I said I may not have sent an email. I said it out loud.
Okay, now we're going to... So,
hold on. Okay. I was like, I said, okay, well, I was wrong, and that's okay. And I didn't bug you about being wrong.
Right.
Once you said I was wrong and you showed me where I was wrong, I think I put up very little effort into proving that I was right because I knew I was wrong.
I was meant to say that you beat off to Smurf.
Well, I like what Reverend Ammer says. This kind of semantics, Murphy should be in politics.
But he goes on to beat me up about it.
This is preposterous.
Using his interchangeable logic.
It's preposterous.
But I got a question. In this mailing list, is this being sent to everyone? That this is a little interchange?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, not the whole.
You look like an ass in front of Vegas.
No, we were just having that conversation back and forth, you and me.
Just the one question, yeah. Okay.
So, and he says, he told me my Google foo was weak, by the way. Which,
oh, that is foul.
Because I even went as far as to get the history on the guy who invented the Smurfs, thinking that's what he was talking about.
The Bulgarian or not Bulgarian.
Peyo, he's French. Yeah. I even got his real name and then the name he changed it to.
He's Dutch. Not French.
Dutch.
He's from Belgium. So.
That's not France!
Look, Belgium sits between England and France. England ain't taking claim for
America,
it, so France has got
to
take
the ocean.
It.
Are we oceanic? I mean, it's like, no, it's a different country. Okay, carry on.
We're between Canada and Mexico. One wants in, one wants out.
The guy who did it is French, but he lives in Belgium.
Up north.
Anyway. So this goes back and forth. And then I get another email.
You're a douche.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Actually, he said he felt sexually harassed, and he said he enjoyed it. Then another one came out. Where's this at? Let's see here. Where's it at here?
It's pretty good, too.
I think, yeah. Here's the...
He challenged me to a cartoon off.
Well, hold on.
Get that first right.
So I challenge him to a cartoon contest where we're gonna do 80s and I think 80s and 90s is about fair because there's some good.
Oh, so now it changes. Okay, 80s.
No,
90s.
If you want to do just 80s, we can do just
80s. 80s and 90s is fine. That's good. Okay.
Because then you can throw in things like
Turbo
like
Team
and
DuckTales, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You can throw in some cool stuff there.
Okay.
Darkwing Duck, big fan.
But we know you don't like cool stuff, so carry on with the email.
Smurf boy.
Eat my ass.
Come on, Smurf boy.
So when the next
is that Dodger Blue email, or is that Smurf Blue?
So when the next goddamn email that he sends out on the whole to all of them is my fucking picture.
With the hair.
Yes,
with the hair.
I saw that picture. Oh,
yeah,
it's fucking
comes,
great.
Here it comes. No, it's not with the hair.
With the link to your MySpace page.
With the link to my MySpace
the
way page.
Like a fucking Chester, molested a Chester.
It's one of the pictures from the Stanley Knights. Okay. This is what it says in the email. Look, Trent, this goes to everyone. How many people do you have on this list?
500 and something.
Oh.
Everyone who tried, thanks. Except for this guy. He's not, after not even coming close.
You weren't close. In my opinion.
Never has two it. Out of three, at least, goddammit.
There's only three.
Two out of three. That's good enough for the Hall of Fame.
Close,
thank you very much.
Close counts and horseshoes and hand grenades.
Congratulations. You're at 66.666.
He cried foul, which I did not do, and challenged me to an 80s cartoon off. I'm not sure what the rules are. By looking at that face, I'm sure he'll try to make it involves lots of male nudity and alpacas. As soon as I know, I'll let you guys know. It should be fairly easy. I have it on good authority that he was only allowed to watch educational cartoons and eat non-frosted cereal as a kid. Then...
Rumor has it.
Then... Here... Then he gets an email from someone who sent, and he forwards it.
Derek.
Oh, okay.
Derek,
okay. So.
Derek. So I made four questions that would, you know, in a Murphy theme.
In honor of Murphy, I need the lyrics for the theme song to Gem, the cartoon that made him the man he is today.
Wow. Truly outrageous.
The original name the original six My Little Ponies and where they lived. Rumor has it that Murphy learned to braid hair with his collection of rainbow ponies. Give the full name of the nine original Popples. Murphy used the pouch on the back to store his mascara and foundation. What was the theme for this week's contest? I would have given a She-Ra question, but Murphy would have been put off by all the violence. So then he gets an email from one of his readers.
Like radio, you can't say he's laughing. It's fucking ass.
One of his readers submits answers. The only question he bothers to answer is number four. Cartoons Murphy would sneak off to and watch when no one was looking. I'd imagine he'd take his little ponies out of his popples and dance around singing the Gem theme song.
Chill.
Jim is outrageous. Ooh, Jim.
But you know what's funny is so far the brothers in the studio know the theme and the white guys don't.
She was a white girl. Of course we knew who she was.
She was a white girl with a potentially good credit score. They were all over it.
I was telling the history because one of my coworkers, he's in the 60s. He loves fucking cartoons. And the whole media pitch was for G.I. Joe to come on first. For the boys and Jim for the girls. So it's like within an hour, it's the boys and girls, you know. Oh. But the boys just kept on watching TV. And so that's why more guys know Jim than girls
do. Makes sense. You don't want to give up that precious cartoon time.
So he sends an email back. He's like, brutal, really brutal. And I'm like, no, I play to win the game. You got to.
So now, if only I had access to his email list, and I just.
Yes, because a podcast, an internet radio show on Tuesdays and Fridays, and an entire website and forum built specifically to your needs.
And fuck you and die, because on the forum, I then posted my very public.
It made no sense. I read
challenge.
It. I'm like, he put a challenge up there, but it was no content. So
again,
it's like, content. It's like nobody knows what the hell you're talking about.
At 3 o'clock in the morning when I was completely drunk.
Okay, how about this? How about this shit? I'm going to make the fucking questions.
No, we're okay. Going to make
the
fucking questions.
And make the
if
fucking
anyone
questions.
Has any questions they'd like to submit, they can send it to radio@spankwagon.net.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. This is going to go up on the site, not tonight, tomorrow morning. We are going to take submissions for questions.
But if they do questions, they can't make it where all of us can see.
No, that's why they send it to radio.
Radio, okay. Only I get radio. Only I get radio.
Okay.
So radio@spankwagon.net, submit your 1980s cartoon questions.
80s and
90s.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 80s and 90s cartoon questions to radio@spankwagon.net. Include your answer and a source.
Mm-hmm.
And also keep in mind that you know Murphy, to help him out, make sure you get a lot of Rainbow Bright.
Oh. So, <You know. laughs> bitchy cartoons versus PBS cartoons. Because we know your ass did not have cable.
Hey, Electric Company was the bomb. Don't get me wrong. Electric Company was the bomb.
KRLR TV21, baby.
Oh, okay. So, you know what? And we'll put that on the site, but that's something for radio@spankwagon.net to email.
Yes.
Questions, answers, and a source, because we got to be fair.
Got to be fair. Now, there is a wager involved on this.
Right.
What do you think of... Do you think those terms are fair?
That's, I'm fine with that. He wants me to play Blackula, which I have no idea.
He has to come in the studio and be Blackula if I win.
But it won't be Halloween by that time.
Doesn't matter. That's even funnier.
Okay, fair enough.
Because we're doing it like mid-November.
I have no idea what he's into this Blackula. I don't know why he wants sucking black men, but whatever.
this is the man of those trannies, so, yeah. You know.
Whatever works.
Hey.
You've been a pretty in that show.
Scream Blackula, scream.
Horrible ending.
I know. And if Derek wins,
then you have to come in dressed like Lamar Luttrell from
Look
at the Nerds.
No, I have to go and... I have to go and work.
You know, is that the violin player?
No, that's the gay black dude.
The floppy wrist throwing the javelin.
Wait, you got to do something that's a stretch.
Actually,
he's gonna, it is a stretch. He's going to come to my shop and apparently work. So
no, he's going to sodomize the girls.
if you can think of something else you'd rather have me do. But that's what I'm throwing out.
He wants to come work. He's like, I'll do toilets, and I'm sure he likes doing stuff like that. I've heard about his life. So
he'll be your plumber, lay some pipe.
So I just answered the challenge, and I didn't. We in the ghetto where I'm from, we do a little smack talk when we play.
We don't cry
about it and say it's brutal.
I didn't cry. I'm just saying that was brutal.
We don't have our twats bleed. We just tough. Oh my god! Man up.
Really? All I'm saying is that was brutal. It was. That was a very brutal email. I can't force feed people comments about the world's shortest black man. I just can't do it.
Well, I'll tell you what. One more time. And once I get it posted, I'll shoot you on something, a message on MySpace that we have posted so you can link to it and we can get more involvement here. But yeah, okay, if we're doing it, D. Gav and I are gonna build this questionnaire. We're gonna make this a show bit, and we're gonna put both of you to the test. And with that said,
you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
I feel the hot wind on my shoulder and the touch of a world that is older. I hit the switch and check the number. I leave it on and then I slumber. I hear the rhythm ringing through it. Flamenco guitar and cumbia music. The time to listen, what does he say? I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio. Go! I dial it in and tune the station. They talk about the Iraq invasion. I understand just a little. No complete, it's a riddle. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio. An ice cold Kahuama. I take requests on the telephone. I'm on a wavelength. I feel the hot wind on my shoulder. I dial it in from south of the border. I hear the talking of the DJ. They're trying to figure out what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio.
Mexico. We'll be right back.
Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. Of course, we always want to hear from you by going to our site. Lots of links on how to communicate. Our MySpace, Twitter, email, our individual MySpaces. It's all fucking
smoke
there.
Signals. You can catch me at a Klan rally. I mean, there's all sorts of places you can get me at.
Woo-hoo-hoo! At the Flex Bar.
At the
Flex Bar. Fucking his wife. I mean, there's any number of places you can catch me.
At the Flex Bar?
As long as you leave the money on the counter, that's all we care about.
So that's how you get
it's
your
a business.
So that's how you pull the staff, huh?
Nice. He's like, well, you got to work it
what's
off.
What's your credentials? Well, I used to work. I don't care about that. How good can you suck a dick? Well, desperate times. Get on your knees.
So let me ask you this, Derek. When you first hired Holly, did you hire her on ability or because she's hot?
I hired her before she was a girl, definitely.
Because she was a girl?
Yeah, she was. Holly would come in like all the time or whatever. I mean, Holly carries around with a lot of hot girls.
Mm-hmm.
Holly dresses like a little boy. She's like, she's a girl. She's cool. But no.
So how many times a day you picked her naked?
Not at all. She's very pale. Not at all.
You don't want to play the snow? You don't want to play the snow.
Holly reminds me of my like little sister. She really does. I mean, she's just I just yell at her.
That's even creepier.
Yeah, for you guys.
So why don't you come on back here and stock these comic books?
So sad.
By the way, I've recently just caught up on the Batman and Robin series by Frank Miller and Jim
also
Lee.
Also Batman, yeah.
Oh, dude, that is great. That is a great book.
Everybody hates it, but they don't get it. I'm like,
what?
Yeah, I'm like, everybody wants to take it so serious. I'm like, it's just tongue in cheek. It's it's fun.
It's a little bit different reinterpretation of the world as it was.
What I try to tell people is really, if you take Dark Knight Returns, which is everybody Frank Miller is pretty famous for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's that world just set up before
earlier
before he got all old, and I tell everybody it's like at the end of this thing that Robin dies in a horrible, terrible death or whatever. So yeah. Look forward to it. No, it's a good book. Just doesn't come out enough. That's the only thing that's the problem.
Yeah, it's been out for 2 years and on issue number 10 or something.
Yeah. I mean, Jim Lee's a busy guy. Frank Miller's a busy guy.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to come out when it comes out. There's nothing you can do to rush it. you wait for stuff that's decent. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff out there that's just as good. I mean, I tell people, if they're not reading, like, Final Crisis, I mean, they're missing out on some really interesting storytelling. I mean, it's you can't – everybody's like, well, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, well, do you read a book because you know everything? That's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
You read it, and it's just every time you – every page you turn around, there's something weird going on. Like, on the top of the email, I have the anti-life equation. That's just, like, crazy stuff, you know. It's like, you know, hate equals love and, you know, this and that, and self equals dark side. That's freaky cool stuff, but yeah. You know, people are missing out on some good things.
Unfortunately, I'm one of them because I had to, you know, financial constraints. I had to stop all comics dead cold.
I mean, if you were to go out there and keep turning your tricks like you're supposed to, you'd have
exactly.
Unfortunately, have you looked see me? There's not much
bitch,
left
but
to turn.
I have my money. The other one I picked up recently, which I didn't think I would because I haven't picked up an issue in a while, is the issue of Superman with Crypto.
Oh yeah,
that was awesome.
I think that's James Robinson, the guy who's real famous for doing Starman, and yeah, it's just like, you know, basically a man and his dog kind of story.
Exactly,
talking man. I like, you know, he likes Superman, and you know, he's trying to protect him from this guy named Atlas who's got these ultimate.
Well, it's not
powers.
That guy named Atlas. I mean, someone went back in time and pulled Atlas out of Greek mythology and brought him into Metropolis. Fucked everybody up.
Yeah, he's like, but he's being Superman because he's all magical and stuff, and it's really. I mean, DC has some really well done books. I mean, I'm not taking away from Marvel because Marvel still has some good stuff. They have Secret Invasion. Kind of. I'm not digging that too much.
I've never been a fan of the Skrulls. It's never been one that
you know,
I could really
Kree
keep
Skull
with.
Roar. The Kree Skull War back in what 90 something. Man, that's like that killed me.
I mean, it's a story that was done. But like I said, they spent so much time making the Skrulls weak and pathetic. Now they're gonna be badass. It's like it's kind of lame. And I like Lionel Yu. The guy is freaking awesome. The artist who does it, he does some really cool stuff. They got a cool scene with the Watcher. Brian Michael Bendis. He was out here recently. And he's a really cool guy, but I'm just not. It's just kind of like not that good.
Break it, dude.
I just wouldn't live. it's there's a lot of things. That there's a book that just came out, The Unknown Soldier. Oh, it's like brutal. I mean, Unknown Soldier's like this guy from World War II. And, you know, he had this bandage and he would, like, try to fight the
Nazis.
I read
the trade that was out. There was a trade out, like, 10 years.
Yeah, Garth Ennis did that. Yeah. This is a new one. It's based in Rwanda, so it's dealing with all the ethnic killing. It's really, really. It hasn't even. Okay. It's really, really good. Like, The Unknown Soldier is like this spirit. It's a Vertigo book who kind of, like, just takes over people and makes them do, you know, strange things, man. It's pretty good, though. So. And of course, The Boys is another book that people should really check out if you want something like off this. I mean, just out of the wall. I mean, it's just insane. There's this Russian guy whose dick is like, you know, this huge.
Is that a Tony Harris book, too?
No, that's. Yeah, that's, it's not. It's actually bigger than that or whatever.
Oh,
it's like that. The Red Sausage, I think, is what his name is or whatever. And he fights crime. There's so much stuff out there for people. And then who doesn't just want to do the superhero stuff? But I'm just pointing the Final Crisis out just because it's so different from everything that's out there. You know, it's really in depth, and once again, you read it and you don't know what's happening, and that's I enjoy that more than, you know, if I read a Hulk book, I already know, okay, Hulk's gonna get mad, he's gonna beat somebody up, blah, blah. This right here, I'm like, well, you know, basically the heroes have lost and people are dying, and you know, Darkseid's, you know, giving the thumbs down and destroying the entire planet. That's freaking cool stuff or whatever. You can't do that in anything else but comic books. So,
yeah.
You know, definitely check that out. You guys see the new Watchmen stuff?
I did see the new trailer, and I saw the new poster.
Yeah, I got
very
the poster.
Cool.
And the really bad wig on the comedian.
He's an older guy. He has to wear a wig. You know, he's got to make himself look young and virile, but he's an old guy at that time or whatever.
Now,
so.
let's some of our listeners haven't read Watchmen, and they don't know exactly what the deal on is. Some Watchmen up, not the story itself, but what the book is in about a paragraph or so.
Okay, Watchmen, Alan Moore was going to write a book based on some DC characters, but
on some Charleston
characters. DC owned them, but yeah, they're Charleston characters. You know, the Peacemaker, the Question. Was it Dr. Solar?
No, not Solar. Solar was
Captain
key.
Captain Adam. And he was going to write this story. It was going to be real, you know, Dark Knight. But then DC decided they didn't want to use those characters. So they created a bunch of new characters.
Yeah, and what did they use them in? They used them in the Justice League revival, which is pure camp.
Once again, you kind of see where they were coming from because, you know, you're going to have rape scenes. And, like, at the time, you don't know if that's going to turn out. I mean, it was the first thing of its kind, you know, that 12-issue gigantic maxi series with some characters nobody ever really spent any time on. And, you know, ultra violent with a beginning, middle, and end. Didn't happen a lot as far as comics went. So they wrote this story, and it's basically a murder mystery. It's what it really, really boils down to. You jump in, you have no idea who the characters are, and each issue, it kind of gives, the thing about it is like it's a 12-issue series. It gives an origin story of each character, which you kind of find out, you know, throughout the book. It has a lot of backstory telling about the world at its time, but it starts off, you know, right about the time into World War II, and they're these, they're the Minutemen. They go around, they protect the city, fighting crime with these goofy old costumes, and as things progress, one character comes around who actually has powers, a guy named Dr. Manhattan, and another.
Well, he was sort of created, but
yeah, everybody, you know, Spider-Man was created by every actor, but this guy, you know, he has powers
and a blurry blue crotch.
He goes around naked, and he advances to naked guys. Alan Moore likes naked guys. I have no idea what's up with that. And it progresses, but it's one of those things where it's a story that hadn't been done in comics before, hadn't been done in sci-fi at that time or whatever, where there wasn't no good guy in this book, you know. No. And it's, you know, everybody's an a-hole. The guy who's probably the closest.
Did you
to
just say a-hole?
A-hole.
Asshole.
What I liked about Watchmen, a-hole of Spankwagon.
Oh, I like the word a-hole more than asshole. Asshole sounds, but a-hole
crass.
Sounds
ass-like.
You know.
One of the things I liked about Watchmen is Watchmen wasn't, in my eyes anyway, it wasn't as much a story about comic books, but a not so much a story about comic book heroes, but a story about comic books and the genre in itself. It was a story about what could happen and how things should be looked at a larger angle.
He took it as you take the real world and you basically you have these guys going around with, you know, normal type of thing, and it's the same thing you'd see with the Dark Knight movie or the Batman. You know, it's real world science, and you kind of progress from there. These guys, they were crime fighters because they would work out and get in shape, and, you know, sneak up on guys and beat the crap out of them. You know, not because, you know, and then they'd learn, you know, martial arts, which nobody was learning at the time until the 70s when kung fu fighting started out.
Hoo ha,
hoo ha. And you know,
anytime I can get a good hoo ha in, I'm happy.
You know, high karate, and then you just basically.
That very well might be the first time high karate's been mentioned on this show.
I have a bottle of high karate at home that I've never opened that I got as a gift probably when I was like 20, and I was like, that was the greatest thing I ever got. And I was like, where'd you find this? This is the coolest shit ever. What are you over there doing?
Well, I'm sneezing.
Oh, he's sneezing.
Bless you, I think.
Well, I didn't want to blow all over the fucking block.
We don't have a cough button here.
I thought you were telling everybody to grab a nipple of the lick or something like that. I'm like, what the hell?
Trust me, I'd rather let the sneeze out because I kept it in and fucking my whole back wall was going out. It was a big sneeze. But there's two questions in the room for you.
Yeah, there's actually two questions in the chat room. The guys are real interested about your opinion on things.
Yeah, all right.
Now, the first one. And I'll ask the first one there, DK, if you don't mind, then you can ask the second one. The first one we asked
I'm shocked.
Eat me. It's my birthday. Irish Mandingo, who's a very interesting listener of the show. I think Irish actually works the third shift in an emergency room, and he's an avid podcast guy. I can't believe he's actually in the show live. He wants to know what your opinion of the Hulk and of the Iron Man movies were.
I like the Hulk movie better.
Really?
I watched them both recently. I thought the Iron Man movie was a little too campy at some points or whatever. I thought, you know, there really wasn't the in fight with the Ironmonger wasn't as good as what happened with the Abomination. I just thought I liked it a little bit better. I thought they were a little bit more in depth of character. I'm probably a bigger Ed Norton fan. That might be something to do with it. I'm a big Hulk fan too. But I just thought I liked that one a little bit better.
Speaking of Hulk and Iron Man, now there's, you know, now the Hulk has the new intro on the DVD with the silhouette of Captain America in the ice.
And the shield too.
The shield is in there in the ice. And did you know you could see the shield when Tony's working in the workshop?
Yeah, it's on the bench behind him.
Yeah, we had to pause and stop all that. I don't have a Blu-ray player like you rich guys yet.
I ain't got a Blu-ray player.
I got the internet. They've got
pictures.
You know
what I got? I got an HD player.
Yeah, on Xbox. Exactly.
You are ass backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I can use
ass. No. I mean, I got bent over and fucked. Because someone told me, oh, no, you know, the Blu-ray and the HD DVD, they can live together.
No.
Next thing you know, I said, okay, I'll go buy one.
That's why you don't believe the guy later, at Best Buy.
Like you is why we ended up in slavery, falling for that BS. We can take them over there now. Work
a boat ride? Where?
Now, sure. Let me ask you a follow-up to that. What do you think of the recasting as Don Cheadle as Cody Rhodes in the Iron Man sequel?
Okay, let me get this. I met Don Cheadle, really nice guy. But it's BS. I mean, right now, it doesn't make any sense. You Don Cheadle, I'm short. Don Cheadle is about my height. I mean, really and truly, he's not that. I'm 5'2", he's 5'4", maybe. It just doesn't make any sense. You know, you got a hot hit movie, you're making hundreds of million dollars. The guy, you know, who's Rodney Rose before, Josh Howard?
Yeah.
The guy's a good actor. You pay him a little bit more. Everybody else wants to make
it. He did a good job with it. I thought he did a really good job with it.
He did a good job as far as he is the role now. Why change it out? So you're going to have Don Cheadle. Is he going to do his English accent again? I mean, you know, hello. I mean, it's just, it doesn't make any, you know, it's trying to be
right. Say Hotel Rwanda. He kicks a fucking ass.
Oh, yeah, I'm not taking anything away from Chill.
No,
but
I like the guy. But you know, trying to be right, proper cooks. It's like, you know, come on, who needs that? It's you got. Why screw it up? That's it.
Oh yeah. Okay. The second question. If I could, let me scroll up. Oh, what happened with the Cloak and Dagger? I don't know what the fuck it is. The
Cloak and Dagger
series
from Marvel.
Yeah.
There's. I mean, my personal opinion. There's certain characters that just don't need a book.
Thank you.
An ongoing book. The Silver Surfer, he's great when he pops up in a limited series and shows up for a few seconds, but on a
whole. Ron Lim needs a job.
he's kind of boring. I mean, Cloak and Dagger is the same way. They started off, there was, you know, there's this black guy and this white girl hooked on heroin. They get hooked on some magical heroin and they get special powers. Of course, she's all light and angel-like, and the black guy is like this shadowy,
dark and crazy.
Yeah,
of course.
Shadow who has to suck the souls of the white girl. If you were to look at that, it's like,
really?
Yeah.
Can you teach me the trade?
and his name
white
is
bitch. I'm gonna suck your soul.
And his name is Tyrone, of course.
Tyrone. Tyrone Fasufius.
So it's Tyrone.
Come on, white bitch. I'm gonna suck your soul.
So she has to constantly give him light. She can go off on her own, but he needs her to survive. It's like, but not to deal with anymore.
That's the case. Holly would be a great fucking villain. Shit, because you know, you can get.
Holly's going to be rogue for a Halloween.
That girl glows in the dark. Who are we kidding?
Is she going to be rogue?
Nice. Yeah, she's going to be rogue. But it just, you know, when they pop up, they were in Runaways, I think was the last series they popped up in. Mm-hmm. And they're interesting in short spurts. But just hard to write an ongoing story about a heroin addict.
There's just not a whole lot going on there with them.
Well, that it's Marvel's magic universe. And Marvel has never had a good magic universe. Mm. Never. I've never considered Marvel to have the same level. Well,
Doctor Strange. Yeah, the Dread Dormammu. Come on, man. You gotta say Dread Dormammu. Say it.
Dread Dormammu.
Yeah, come on. That rolls.
Again, no, I
Mobius.
Don't.
Even Mobius, which technically is magic, too. I mean, there's some cool stuff going on there.
Who, Mobius?
The vampire?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
That's magic.
No, it's not.
That's vampire.
Yes, it is. No, he's not a vampire at all.
I thought it was a vampire.
No, they have Dracula in there, but no, he made some synthetic blood and he ended up having to suck blood to keep his synthetic blood alive.
Yeah, I mean, that's not, again, there really is no good magic core. Now, you go over to the Marvel side, hell, you go over to the freaking, let's go old school, Valiant Comics. They knew how to tell a magic story. They knew how to tell a supernatural and that level story.
And they had the writers for it, but then it's hard to. In Marvel, it's hard when you got, you know,
no,
you got
continuity.
You got to have to make everything work where, you know, Spider-Man can kick the crap out of him or you know, Wolverine can cut him with their claws. So it's hard just to do a straight magic character. But when you deal with these things, people always want to bring these kind of obscure characters in. But if they don't have a story to tell, it's kind of hard. There's already too many books to begin with.
I mean, look at Spectre. Spectre is considered one of the most quintessential, you know, magic characters in all the DC universe.
Right.
And he cannot hold a comic more than 18 issues.
It's hard to write. When you've got a story, there's always got to be, you know, a protagonist and antagonist. And it's hard to write antagonists for guys who are ultimately powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you come with the problem with, you know, the Silver Surfer. You know, he can do everything. Who do we make to beat him? So we always got to make him weak to begin with.
Well, Superman and Doomsday is another really great one.
Well,
you know?
Superman was, you know, was fixed during Crisis because you can throw more magic characters at him, which is really weird to think.
Then he became a pussy in the movie.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But it's really weird to think that a cape and cowl, you know, can really have this most great, you know, or some of the biggest fights and challenges are based on magic. You know, so it's a little interesting, but they make it work, especially for Superman.
Yeah, and you gotta have writers who are into that or can do it. They had Gerber for a long time over at DC and Carmine Infano. And you have to have, like I said, the basis of, you know, they have the, when they go to the Legion, the most powerful guy in the 31st century is a magician. You know, you had Jack Kirby doing the fourth world. That's so much magic. I was thinking of Etrigan, the demon.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Etrigan.
So you got then Merlin, and he had Morgana.
A friend of mine has that action figure. It's the coolest action figure I've ever seen.
So like with, with all the, I mean, there's
Jason Blood action figure. Yeah. How boring. Yes.
There have been numerous, I mean, movies that have been announced. Of course, you know, you've got Iron Man 2, you've got the Avengers, Thor, Captain America, possibility for another Hulk. We'll never know. We won't know if it happens. And Norton said he doesn't want to be involved if it is, which is really kind of sad.
Well, he got fucked by the studios.
Well, yeah, on a
Thank you, Marvel Studios.
They fucked him how?
He got fucked on a writing credit. He wrote the treatment in the first script for the Hulk, but then they went through and made sure they changed just enough the script where Norton didn't get a writing credit. But, and then also now with, of course, the Wolverine Origins, which looks really cool. And now the Magneto Origins. What do you want to see come out of either DC or Marvel in the form of a movie?
I mean, if it was anything out of DC, I'd like to see something like the Books of Magic. That would be really interesting.
The Tim Hunter series.
Yeah,
yes.
That would be, I mean, once again, it's Tim Hunter's, you know, almost, you know, the same look of the Harry Potter guy.
No, he was way before.
He's way before.
Let's point that out right now.
He has that look, but it's a lot darker. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing another Constantine movie. I like that movie. I didn't see it until it came on video.
I thought it was really good myself.
Yeah, just get Keanu Reeves out of there.
Yeah, you know,
Reeves did a good job. I think he really played the character well.
He can play an a-hole. What do you know?
Exactly.
I mean, there's a lot of things. Speaking of the Wolverine movie, we're right now, I mean, you know, I do a lot of stuff with the Palms and a lot of, we're working on something that I think is going to be really big for the Wolverine movie. We're working hard on it. I can't say anything beyond that, but I think it's going to be huge for Vegas.
Let's tease it.
You're going to write it down.
He's writing it down on a piece of paper.
And we're going to see by Murphy's reaction how
big it is. Let's get the camera on me. Get the camera on me because I don't want to give it away.
You got to stare at his dick?
So, all right. So you're writing this down. Jesus, this is like a paragraph.
It is.
Are you writing an essay? This is what I did during my summer vacation.
Let's see Let's see here.
Don't read it out loud.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Really?
Wait. Come on, Sharon.
Wow.
That Duke is in the studio. I have a question
for
you.
Hey, Duker.
Do you think?
No. What?
Do you think because there's so many comic movies coming out, you know, in bunches, do you think it's going to be like this, a burnout, kind of like reality TV, you know, is big, everybody fucking, and their mother had a fucking reality TV show, and then all of a sudden, you know, regular television shows started to come back. Do you think it's going to burn out?
No, because Hollywood can't tell any good stories. I mean, if you really break it down, everything they're turning out is like, you know, they're doing a remake of The Goonies. They're doing a remake of, you know, all these movies that, you know, were not even that old. I mean, I can't wait to make a remake for Better Off Dead. Yeah, they're doing, you know, it just, so they don't have any stories to tell. I mean.
And what it is, they're cashing in on popularity of other franchises, and comics have always been the perfect franchise to, you know, the franchises to try to take advantage of because the stories are pretty fresh.
It's got a built-in audience.
It's got a built-in audience. Plus, now technology is finally catching up to the point where you could do the characters.
And technology has, I mean, and a lot of these superheroes, they're basically like American myths. They're American versions of Hercules.
Exactly.
And so kids have grown up with it. I mean, there's a Green. If they did a Green Lantern movie, with the whole Green Lantern Corps, everything evolved around it. I mean, it's going to be really good. You know, they're going back to redo another Superman movie, and they got two guys fighting over it. Of course, you met Mark Miller. Mm-hmm. He's really working at doing it. But of course, he's working with the guy who brings back the awesome to do it. And they're thinking about Jeff Johns. So, I mean, there's you know, Jeff Johns. And
in the comic world, Jeff Johns has done a lot of revivals of normal comics.
Jeff Johns, he likes the material, so he doesn't go about. A lot of times people want to do this stuff, and they want to just change it. He wants to just make it good. So that's all you can really ask for. He just wants to make it right so people can enjoy it.
Jeff Johns' run on The Flash is one to consider like as good as, if not better than, one or two of Mark Waid's runs.
No, it's considered. I mean, he did something that he fixed the villains.
Fixed the villains. He made him evil again.
He made him work. The Rogues are like, you know, there's a book out right now that's The Rogues, and they get to see how really badass they really are.
Yeah, the gay Pied Piper best friend buddy thing is gone.
And another thing we got coming up, this is something that we're working on, hoping when they're doing that documentary when Stan Lee was here, so we should have the world premiere of the documentary at the Palms. That's going to be in the spring. And we're going to try to make sure.
I remember those guys were shooting that.
So we're going to do the whole red carpet thing. So we're going to have, you know, Stan back out. And
we could potentially be in that.
You could potentially be in it, but you guys will definitely be out there and doing some interviews, and we're gonna have the red carpet.
Awesome. We have a banner this time.
This is gonna be pretty big because I mean Stan has a lot of big friends, so we're gonna bring. That's gonna happen, and that's done. We're gonna make that happen. We're just gonna wait for them to finish the movie and get a time slot, and you know we'll make sure everybody from you know your audience knows, and everybody in Vegas is gonna get a chance to check this out or whatever. So. And the other thing, I'll talk to him. It's gonna be huge. I mean, if we're we're still got a few little knickknacks to work out. But once we get that done, we're gonna fly, and you guys are gonna know it's gonna be like really, really, really big.
Cool.
This coming up in November, we have Neil Gaiman's coming to the library, the Las Vegas Library.
Really?
Yeah. So I mean,
how did you get through his writer? Or his, because he has some requirements, requirements.
He has a writer. I mean, a writer basically is like, his writer's like 55,000 or something along the line. But it's the writer's design to stop people from bothering him. I mean, cause basically he's a comic book guy, so you can have 3,000 comic book guys calling, hey, you come out to my store and do a signing.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's beyond that. I mean, no matter what you break it down, it's, you know, Frank Miller's beyond that.
Yeah.
But he's going to be out here, going to have Michael Chabon's going to be out, Dwayne McDuffie, Daryl Skelton. There's a local guy in town. Gilbert Hernandez is going to be there. This is all done with Susan Scott over at the Las Vegas Library. So if you hit the Las Vegas Library's website or hit our website, there's a link to it.
Susan Scott, she don't work at the Las Vegas Library. She works at the Clark County Library.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that Flamingo, Maryland? Or
yeah,
Las
that
Vegas?
One. Is that
a come on. Let's not battle library. Semantics.
It's a library.
What time is it? Because I work at that motherfucker.
They got books.
You work here? You don't know anything about it?
No, I don't. I don't know anything about it. Hey.
Spank like a radio. It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? a bitch. Listen up, you motherfuckers.
Thank my sir, I love you.
Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
I heard you on my wireless back in 52, lying awake, intent in tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Oh, oh.
They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine on new technology. And now I understand the supernova scene.
All right, Spankwagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net, the official website. Just want to remind everybody we still have Derek here from Comic Oasis.
Radio Star. And where can they find your shop at online?
ComicOasis.com.
And if you live here in town, I really do recommend you drive out, check out the store, because it is very cool.
It's a great store.
We have a life-size Princess Leia.
Yes, I know. Decaf molested it.
Fondling it on film.
And that soon will be on the spankwagon.net website.
Hey, yeah, you know, let me ask you something.
No. It's perfect right now for your gift because he mentioned
it. Right now?
Yes.
You have a gift.
Because.
Oh, Jesus.
He bought you Jesus?
You have a
Jesus
present.
Is coming. Hide the porn.
Somewhat sort of a fashion.
What?
You have
what?
To pop off the sides of the case.
Okay, what's going on here? Someone tell
gift.
Me.
It's the gift from Murphy.
Aw. Oh, that's nice.
Holy shit.
Open it up, man.
Oh, my God. That is so awesome.
Of course, Derek and I are both going, what was that cover from? Oh, yeah, that was the cover drawn by
Neil Adams.
Yes.
Oh, let's get the cam over here
what,
so everybody can see
83,
it.
83, 85?
I'd say about that time.
83. 83. Yep, there you go. So, oh, look at that. That's
this
so nice.
This is awesome. Yeah, based on the cover art of the Superman special from 83. Dude, you didn't have to do this.
Yeah, I did.
Man.
Yeah, when you open it up, it's going to be like nothing. It's like an empty box. You're all like,
I'm not that welfare.
I got you a box. Like those people were like, we're buying the eBay auction for a boxed PlayStation. It was just a PlayStation box or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And they feel like little asses. Ass.
All right, dude, if there's a life-size statue of your cock in this, I'm going to be upset.
God, no.
Right? But it'll be wearing a cape. Oh, look at that. That's nice. That's awesome.
Dude, there's tape.
That's the tape that shit.
Yeah. Hey, that'll match my Batman. I got that Batman a few years ago. Oh, that is awesome.
Oh, that is awesome. That is so badass. Dude, that is great. That's going, dude. I'm telling you, this is going right up there on the shelf with my blade. That's wow.
He always talks about getting rid of the blade too.
Well, I don't always talk about it when financial times get tough. And let me show you guys why Decaf got that for me. I'm a little bit of a Superman fan.
Man, that's a tiny Superman on there. You should work on those.
It's because I got a tiny arm. Wow, dude, that is decaf. Thank you. Oh my God, that's going. We'll put him right here all night. Wow, that is great.
Very cool.
Glad
very
you like cool. it, man.
Thank
glad
you, bro. I appreciate that. Happy holy birthday. Shit.
He was there for a while trying to pick guys. Like he might like this, and he might like that, and he was going to get you a Wonder Woman thing.
I'm going to buy him a life size Smurfette. Yeah,
we couldn't find a tiara in his size.
A Smurf to Smurf with.
Wow, that is so great. Thank you, dude. I really appreciate that.
It's a Smurfiest.
You know, I was just going to ask you too. I've been looking for something for a while now. It's kind of hard for me to find. There's the Freddy versus Jason versus Ash trade paperback. Do you guys have that one there at the store?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Let's come pick that up.
That's Lieber Mayo did the cover for
yep.
that. So.
That's, and it's supposed to be a really great book. So wow, dude, thank you, DKF. I appreciate that. Holy shit. That's awesome. Well,
This week, I was going to say, also this week, I think the Joker hardcover comes out from Lieber Mayo.
So. That looks awesome. I can't wait for that.
You want to pick that with Harley Quinn as a stripper? It's freaking awesome. And the guy is incredible.
And isn't that the one, like, in the first 5 minutes, Joker gets released from Arkham?
Yeah, he gets released from Arkham, and he's, like, sitting in a pile. He has a throne of, like, Xanax pills and stuff like that. He's taking – oh, it's freaking awesome. It's a good book.
I can't wait to see that one. So we're going to move on here. We're going to move on to something we don't do a lot of around here, but we need to do more of, and that's Game Chat. The first one, everybody knows the big thing coming out in Warcraft coming out soon is going to be the Wrath of the Lich King expansion. I'm a Warcraft player. I know I'm the only one here in the studio. But
yes, no one else has time.
No one else has time. I manage to make like an hour or so a day for that. I really try to. Plus, you know, sometimes I'll just log on at work on my lunch and I'll just... It's the beauty of having my laptop with me everywhere I go. But the big thing with this is every time Blizzard releases a big product... They have this that goes in with it. They always do a kind of an event. And the event right now is really interesting. It is a zombie event because the Lich King is kind of like this undead controller guy. What has happened is these boxes, these crates, have showed up in some of the port towns around Azeroth, towns where there are ships. First in Booty Bay, then in Ratchet, and a couple of other places.
Booty Bay.
Booty Bay.
Irish say, wow, sucks.
Biggie, biggie.
Yeah, yeah.
Biggie, biggie.
But booty, even if you don't enjoy Warcraft, check this out, though. If you touch the box, if you inspect the box, you become infected with this disease that in 10 minutes, if you can't find a healer to heal you from this disease, you turn into a zombie. Just boom, you turn right into a zombie. It changes.
Why do you think they added that feature?
Well, big thing with the Lich King is it's all about, you know, the guy controlling the undead.
It's Halloween coming up too, right?
Well, no,
right.
The Halloween is this whole separate event, though. There's a Headless Horseman event going on, which is kind of cool too. But when you turn into a zombie, you get all different abilities. You can control yourself, but you are a zombie. You can attack other people. You can eat other people. You can vomit, and it infects other people. You can call other zombies to you, and then you can explode. Now, if someone attacks you, they become infected. Now, not just players. If you're in a town, the NPC guards, the non-player character guards, they infect you. And they attack you, they become infected. And in 10 minutes, they become zombies. Pretty soon, these smaller outlying areas are starting to become these huge zombie horde infestations. And it is really fucking with the game mechanics. Because it's killing vendors, it's killing quest givers, it's killing flight masters, everybody. And it is totally fucking with the game right now. And people are getting pissed off.
Well, hold on. Just to keep let you know, at Comic Oasis, we do have the Zombie Survival Guide, so...
Max books,
yeah,
great book.
Yeah, my coworker got that.
Have you read the follow up to that World War Z?
Yeah, World War Z. We do have World War Z also, and some cards with that, and a poster.
And there is the one coming out in June. I want to say next year, The History of Zombie Attacks, which is a graphic novel that's coming out. So, what do you guys think of this? What do you think of games totally screwing with the entire playability for the sake of a little more than a publicity stunt to get you ready for something that's coming that you have to pay for?
But is it fun?
To me, it's fun, but when it comes to zombies, I'm just like, well, I get to be a zombie? Sweet, where do I sign up?
Well, okay.
So maybe there's going to be a quest to figure out how to stop the zombie thing.
Well, the weird thing is the zombie infestation is becoming stronger. Now, the infestation, as of today, hits you in 5 minutes. To heal it, it takes 2 or 3 heals, and these cockroaches have now started to show up all over the capital cities that are infested, and if you attack them, you're infected and it kills you.
Okay, so what are they attempting really to do here? Because at this propagation rate, you're going to have everybody be a zombie within another 2 weeks.
So what I'm thinking is if it was a storytelling thing, they're probably going to have some hero that's going to come and stop everything.
Kill
and that's going to bring the Lich King out.
Well, I don't think that they can stop it. I think what my personal opinion, I'm not part of the beta, so I don't know. I think the Lich King is going to come full bore and it's going to be this huge attack and it's going to be up to the players to be the heroes. But I was in Stormwind the other night and it looked like the Maul from Dawn of the Dead. It was just, there were zombies fucking everywhere. The whole place was overrun. It was brutal.
Yes.
But I'm sorry.
No one knows why.
It's not, but you don't have to say, it's not about wow. This is about
wow.
This is more about changing the game. See, and
I told you that.
Oh, okay. Then I'll give you an example. What kind of was a, trying to be a selling bit. A video game example is Soul Calibur 4. They wanted to make a big deal about having Yoda and the Star Wars characters, and it really didn't. It really wasn't successful. More people end up not really liking the game because Yoda, you can't even fucking throw him. You can't do anything to him.
Yeah. I think it's probably just a sales point to get people hyped up about the Lich King coming. So then once again, and I think there might be a sunshine that'll stop everything and go back to normal. And you got to stop the Lich King again before the manifestation comes back.
I think it's actually a stupid thing, and I'm not just talking about WoW, but if you have a game where you're now guaranteed to lose, you're guaranteed to lose vendors. The game, but if you're guaranteed to lose all of these important facets.
They do come back, but once they turn zombie, they die eventually.
Right, but the thing is, that's making it so unfun for those who don't want to play along in that story.
Yeah, and it's not the only game that's doing it, too. Grand Theft Auto has a big thing going on with that right now, and City of Heroes, another MMO, has a big zombie invasion going on as well.
Speaking of zombies and stuff, the movie Quarantine, and movies like it, the real live action movies, where they show from the person's point of view. Do you think between that one and Cloverfield, they're being more successful, or do you think that people are going to get sick of them? Or
I was sick of them after the Blair Witch Project.
The Blair Witch Project did.
POV
horror.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like the movies are there to tell a specific story now. Cloverfield, I think South Park just goofed on Cloverfield on this last. Once you get over the initial shaky thing, it's just stupid. Let me turn the camera at myself and speak to the camera. What the hell does that?
It's kind of like the batteries never fucking die. I want a goddamn camera where you can film for fucking a whole night and your battery never fucking dies.
I mean, yeah. You remember in Friday the 13th, there was that one episode, the one where they had that kid Dudley from the Cosby Show. He was like one of the kids in the Friday the 13th movie, and he had the best scene. He was this kid. Jason pops out. He just takes off running. That's what people do.
Yeah,
hang around trying to film the monster,
and they try so hard to. It kind of takes away from the script because they try so hard to keep the cameraman in the story. You know what I mean? Like stupid things. Can you come? Like a motherfucking thing's coming out. Can you come up here and film it? You know what I'm saying?
No, bitch. I'm gone. I'll see your ass later. Much later.
Have you seen any?
I've seen Cloverfield.
But you haven't seen Quarantine.
No, I don't. You got to understand, I don't watch movies.
I know. So what did you think of Cloverfield and from that point of view?
Cloverfield, I liked it. I mean, I thought it was a pretty good story, and I thought it was a pretty interesting story. Yeah, I mean, the camera that lasted forever, suspend disbelief. I read comic books. I better know how to suspend disbelief.
I can definitely deal with that, but where you turn the camera to yourself to talk to the camera, that's beyond disbelief.
Well, no, not to me, because I've done that kind of stuff. Oh, my God, did you see that? I've done shit like that with a video camera.
That's what South Park was goofing on. It's like the father's like filming, he keeps turning to himself and talking. It's like... I mean, maybe it's the white thing.
Maybe it is. Cloverfield was a cool, that POV horror, basically. It's a cool concept, but I thought Cloverfield was a bad implementation of it, because when you see the big, when you have the giant alien attack movie like with this, or with War of the Worlds, or with Godzilla, you want to see the whole goddamn monster. Show me the monster!
Did you ever see the pictures of the monster, with the toy for the monster, what it looked like?
Yeah.
It was like, that's not scary. It's like bones. It's like, what the hell is
Until you see the little things coming off of it and then shredding you. The one scene from that movie I did like was when, and those of you that haven't
which,
seen
which
it.
Which one? Cloverfield?
From Cloverfield was when they take the girl behind the curtain after she's gotten bitten and she explodes and there's blood everywhere. That was great. I gotta agree with you. It was just stupid. It was a bad implementation. I like J.J. Abrams and I like what he does, and it was a good idea, just a bad implementation. You know, there's definitely some real potential for that kind of film. And
okay, then what kind of film would you think would work for that filming aspect?
That what? Aspect, you know, maybe some like a mockumentary almost sort of thing.
But technically, that was a mockumentary.
No, but like a real styled documentary, almost like Almost Famous, for example, is a good example. Right. I think Almost Famous or even This Is Spinal Tap would both work in kind of an amateurish. Hell, we've talked about that in the rock and roll. I don't want to give it away. The thing about the documentary crew with it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. See, that could work. But in a horror movie, especially in horror sci-fi, where the big payoff is seeing the monster, and when the only payoff in Cloverfield is seeing the monster on a TV as you're filming it 4 feet away, no. I paid my money to see a monster tear up New York, not to see shaky cam. And by the way, just to fuck with you all, do you know how they accomplished the shaky cam aspect of that?
By shaking the camera?
They took a regular steady cam, which any of you have ever seen a steady cam ring, it looks like a giant black penis jutting up and hitting the cameraman in the face. They took two of the springs out. That's it. That's how they accomplished this fantastic thing. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I'll go. Maybe a war movie if you had like a war correspondent.
Now, a war movie would be pretty good. That'd be cool. War movie.
Well, yeah. Because the payoff isn't a monster or a specific character. The payoff is the story.
Seeing the people's faces and seeing, you know, then you get to maybe see a horror. And there's a reason why a guy's filming it. He's a war correspondent. Right. If you had like some.
Exactly.
You know, he's really, I'm going to get this. Film everything or whatever, and you know, he's coming on dead bodies. That might
be a you know what? Thinking of stupid camera tricks and stupid point of view tricks. I mean, let's look at like what they tried to do with Speed Racer and make
induced a seizure.
Yeah, they tried to make it 2D in a way because everything was in focus, everything was right there on the line in front of you.
I didn't see it because I looked at the previews, and I was like,
I love
five Christina. Minutes.
I love Christina Ricci. I like that movie. I love Christina Ricci.
And you guys are making fun of me. Now look at this.
Well, that's a little stalkerish for that movie, but
I get invited to the Palms all the time to go meet different people. I mean, okay. All the time. And I always say, no, I don't want to.
Oh, see, why don't you
I mean, Dennis Hopper.
Wait, what?
What am I talking about?
You passed on Dennis Hopper.
What am I going to talk to the guy about? Who else is that?
How about, hi, you're a god. Could you please sign some part of my body?
Sylvester Stallone. I mean, all these people. I just really don't care.
Okay, well, I could bypass a lot.
So, I mean, just once again. But then they said, you want to come on, hang with Christina Ricci? I'll be right there. And I was
here.
Right there. Nice girl. I mean, really a lot smaller than I thought she was going to be.
Who's that?
Christina Ricci. She is very...
Tell me about it, brother. I have a Christina Ricci fetish, too.
Who doesn't?
She's so small. I'm a tall, tiny guy, but she's so small. But
she's just a little thing.
I was going to say, you're 5'2". Are you going to be Wolverine for
No. That's how I think. I was going to be a Smurf or, what was it, a Blue Meanie.
Wait, ECW Blue Meanie or the Beatles Blue Meanie?
I have no idea what the ECW. Oh, I remember that guy. Yeah. No, just a regular old Blue Meanie.
So how many times you beat off to Christina Ricci?
Oh, God. Twice, every day of the week and twice on Sundays, Chief.
Adam's Family?
Yeah,
you did.
Pumpkin, that was a good one.
Pumpkin, I fucking love that movie. Yeah, Pumpkin. That movie's great. It's just so messed up. Oh, I love movies that are just fucked up like that. That movie's definitely it.
In Buffalo 66, when she was like a little chubby.
Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty good too.
Or even in Fear and Loathing. She was good in that too.
Really good. So.
Fucking heroin girl. Well, let's transition
not
here.
Not Monster, though, because that was not a guy.
Monster?
No. Monster, she was greasy in that. That's
I still would have fucked
Black Snake Moan, I mean,
Priscilla?
I haven't seen that.
You never seen Black Snake
Moan? Wait, you haven't seen Black Snake
Moan? No, I haven't seen
that. That's when I went to go see her that, and I was embarrassed because she's, I mean, the opening of the movie, she's like naked. I mean, completely and utterly.
Butt-ass naked.
Yay!
From pretty much, you know, I'd say 45%, 90%, 50% of her time on this movie, she's naked.
Really?
Oh, gosh.
Mate!
It's a good movie. It's a really good movie. I enjoyed it. So.
Well, let's move from one naked chick to another.
Yes, naked chicks.
Naked chicks are always good. So, if I told you that we could combine naked girls and possibly one of the best-selling video games of 2008, what would you say?
Yay.
Okay.
What, BMX?
No.
What was that BMX game they tried to put nudity in?
No. This is really interesting. I'm going to post the link in the chat room so the guys can see the picture of this. Gail Kim, which a lot of nerds will recognize her name. Gail Kim. Or not Gail Kim. I'm sorry. Grace Kim.
I was going to say, Gail Kim's a wrestler.
Yeah. Grace Kim was the often touted hottest PR rep in video game history. Grace Kim was the PR lead for Activision's Guitar Hero 3. Hot. Unbelievably hot little Asian girl. She did a lot of interviews. People were just having her on. The guys on G4, I think, had her on. Well, she kind of disappeared there for a while and didn't really say what happened. Well, Grace was faking sick at about the time that that Activision was putting out Guitar Hero, Aerosmith, and she just kind of disappeared off the radar. Well, we found out where she went. Grace Kim left Activision to do Playboy.
Nice.
This chick is hot.
So now, the thing is, was she making more at Activision than going for Playboy?
Dude, she's making more as a Playboy girl. I'll tell you this right now.
So she quit the job, so she's not with Activision anymore.
She left Activision. She called out sick, and on the fifth day, she finally said, fuck it, I gotta do this. She left to go and get naked, and I think she should have stayed at Activision because Activision would have sold a shitload of games for it. She is hot and transferred basically careers from vapid PR girl to vapid Playboy bunny. The best part about it, though, she spent most of her time after leaving Activision playing Rock Band, which is like the direct competitor to Guitar Hero. But, I mean, that's...
Damn, she is
pretty... See, she's fucking hot, dude. That girl's got some nice happenings there. She's got some nice things happening. So Grace Kim, leaving that. Uh-oh, I see we have a call. Uh-oh.
Is it my mom?
No, it's not your mom. We have a call, a well-wishing call. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, boys.
Hey.
Hey, who is this?
Oh, my God, that's so messed up.
Oh.
I can't believe after all this time you don't know who I am.
Oh, I know who it is.
Who is it?
Oh, this is Ginger. Ginger, is this you?
I hate you.
No, it's Scrappy.
No.
Is it Zuzu?
It's Scrappy.
Oh, man, you're rude.
Wait, we had another female co-host other than...
Oh, come on.
Other than Ginger and
you
Zuzu?
You have to be a jerk.
DC.
Hi, Scrappy.
Well, she's not snorting, so it can't be DC.
Damn. I just wanted to call and say hi to Trench because I missed him so much.
What about me?
Because he gives the long ride? I mean...
Why are you so mad at me? That's the question. Why the fuck are you dissing me?
All right.
I'm not dissing anyone. I was actually calling to wish somebody a happy birthday, but
you didn't call me on my
fucking
birthday.
What?
You didn't call me on my birthday.
Yeah, what the hell? You didn't call on Trench's birthday?
No, she doubled the restraining order.
Hi, Scrappy.
Happy birthday, Murphy.
Oh, thank you.
You went to sleep in the bathroom on my birthday. That's fucked up.
Oh, this is the one? I heard that story.
Yes, you did.
Oh, God.
Oh, you want to see the photo?
Yeah.
Here, come on over here, man.
I saw that. Yeah, I do remember that. Hi, Scrappy. I met you before.
Yeah, Derek from Comic Oasis is here.
Oh, sweet. Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing? How come you didn't come up? Just say happy birthday.
How come I didn't come up? I actually had other plans.
Yeah. Remember, this is the girl who left our show so she could go and concentrate on school and instead... Yeah, that was her boobs you saw, by the way.
Those weren't her boobs, were they?
No.
No, oh, okay. They weren't hers.
Instead decided she would spend every Friday night going out and partying and not concentrating on schoolwork.
Believe me.
If I were
out partying... I would not be home at
you can see the her back. She's on the bathroom floor sleeping.
Yeah. Just totally drooling on the linoleum.
Oh my.
Trust me, a couple people.
Oh, you can even see crack of the ass.
Oh yeah, there's a little ass crack in that one. Isn't that great right there?
Wonderful.
Look at these are also from that party. That's
yeah, those will be online.
I remember those, yeah.
I'm not too sure why I called now.
Because you missed the brutality and abuse?
You know, every time I fucking text you, you never fucking text me back. That's fucked up shit.
I don't like you.
She's giving up the dark meat, yo.
Fucked up, whatever.
If it makes you feel any better, I don't text Murphy back either.
No. She just... But then again, I'm always asking to see her naked, and she's just started ignoring me. Can I just see your titties, please?
You say please when you do that? You gotta give me those titties.
He's yeah, I'm white. I can't. Nice,
hey, Scrappy, you. Scrappy, you know you're taller than Derek, right? But about 4 inches.
Now we know why
your
he has
titties bigger than him.
Now we know why he has such an affinity for the Smurfs. So, Scrappy, what's going on?
You could get on their level.
Scrappy, what's going on?
Not much.
What color panties you wearing?
I'm not wearing any.
Yay!
Is your labia fully dilated? I don't even know if I'm using the right term for that one. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just trying to be medical and creepy all at the same time, and I really can't pull that off.
You're just coming off stupid.
I'm sorry. Let me follow it up with, hi, my name's Derek. I own a comic book store.
I hire white girls.
I intentionally thought I was going to get laid because of this, and then I realized that it was nothing but goth kids and emo chicks.
I don't know if he's going to the gym or, like, Twinkies settle funny on him. So.
Batman gets me a little worked up, so you might have a shot.
Want to see my utility belt?
So what did you think about the? So what did you think about the new Batman movie?
Me?
Did it get you?
No, of course you.
I didn't know if you were asking me.
Oh yeah, I'm asking you. God damn it!
I liked it.
Did it get you wet?
You are a radio personality.
You didn't like it as much as the first one.
In the theater, I saw it on IMAX.
Do you like it more than the first one?
At the Brendan Theater, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just make sure you say.
Oh,
that.
You fucked there?
No, I never. I've never met her once.
That's where I went to go see it. He fucked me.
You can't fuck a drunk girl. It's hard.
Hey, Scrap. There's a request for you from the chat room. Reverend Hammer.
Reverend Hammer would like you to
show us your tits. I don't think Rev's realized that you're not actually in the studio. So go ahead and flash your tits.
Well, I'm naked and the phone is in my hand.
Put it in your ass. Put it in your ass.
I don't know what good that does you, but
hey, Scrappy,
makes for one stinky phone.
Let me ask you something. Have you learned to appreciate sucking dick yet?
Have I?
Yes.
I've been busy with my studies.
Hang up the phone.
Busy with your studies.
Hang up the phone. Thank you for calling, Scrap.
So when are you coming back in the studio?
What?
Don't hang up yet.
When are you going to come back?
When am I going to come back? When I decide I like you guys again.
Well, that's the end of that conference.
So much for that. All right. Again, thanks for calling, Scrap.
Happy birthday, Murphy.
Thank you, Scrappy. Bye. He didn't even let her finish it. Bye.
This will be bye, bitch.
All right.
Iris said, get a webcam, Scrappy.
Iris has got a big thing for that. You ever notice that, dude? He's got like almost a creepy obsession with her.
Yeah, I know.
Has she ever done anything on the camera? Geez.
Now he says he can't leave his desk.
It makes great radio.
Like, I love Scrap. Don't get me wrong. Jess is nice. She's a lot of fun. I'm kind of sad she's not here anymore, but she's got shit she's got to do. Yep. So.
And that's the way it works.
And we're back to the sausage fest now. You guys realize that?
Yep.
And for my birthday, you brought in a large black man.
What's my name? Say my name, bitch!
Spank Wagon.
Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net, the official website. And of course, we want to hear from you. We want you to go to the site, click on all the different ways to contact us, whether it's our MySpace, our Twitter. We need your emails, radio@spankwagon.net. Of course, the cam and chat when we're here in studio. When we're not here in studio, watch some of the older shows on the cam because they're good too.
There's some good ones on there. There's a lot of, you can see Clizzo getting a lap dance from Zuzu.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So
heyo.
So all right, here we are. We got a Murph. You wanted to? Well, we wanted to talk about the dumbass. I got attacked by an Obama person.
Go ahead and tell them the story. Tell them the story.
Actually, because I got a call.
Okay. Well, there's a claim that a young lady made that she was attacked by someone at an ATM by a large black man. She was held down. And they carved a B into her face for Barack Obama when they saw she had a McCain sticker on her car. Do we have a call?
Yeah, we have a call. Okay. We have a call. I think this is going to be sidetracking from your story, but okay, we'll take it anyway. Yeah. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. It's the Reverend. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, it's Reverend Hammer. What's up, buddy?
Hey, considering tonight is Murphy's birthday.
Oh, no.
Why isn't he taking JD shots from a super soaker?
Because he's a pussy.
because unfortunately, the thing with that is I do have to drive home. I have been supplied with alcohol, as you can see on the cam here. I have been supplied. And also, as per usual around here, we are drinking, not heavily, but we're drinking. We've got Heineken's here in studio. I can't take the
I got balls. He doesn't.
No, I was inventive and brought a super.
What the fuck? I brought your goddamn you brought alcohol me a today.
Little, okay, hold on. Let's just see some. This is what you brought me. This little tiny. Now this is nice. Don't get me wrong. I do enjoy a pint. I do enjoy a good pint of alcohol. But you brought me this, and then you brought me this. I was the classless motherfucker, classless hack comedian, by the way, who rather than bringing you something of value and art and just quite awesomality, that's right,
it
I said
awesome.
It, awesomeality, yeah. I brought you a Super Soaker full with Jack Daniels.
But let me tell you, that Super Soaker, I still have it. Everybody remembers that shit. And that shit, and that Super Soaker, everyone still talks about it today. And that is more special than anything, dude.
Well, I must admit, one of the big reasons why I tuned in tonight, because I knew it was going to be Murphy's birthday, I was really hoping for a really fucking drunk Murphy. Because I knew it would be very entertaining.
The drunk Murphy isn't as entertaining as you think it would be. I get pissed off. I get introspective, and usually someone has to bail me out of jail when I get that drunk.
Well, since I know you were leading into that supposed McCain supporter attack,
yes.
I heard a little bit of it. Pissed off would be good, so especially with what happened today. But I'll let you go into that.
You want to? I am upset about it. I can't lie. I am. Let's. You know what? I'm gonna peel back the fourth wall a little bit here. Let me let you guys in on something about me that not a lot of people know of, and I'm just gonna go out there because I've told enough people that I feel comfortable telling you guys.
You like to have five anal beads.
Five anal beads. No, actually, anything more than the first knuckle is gay. I'm not heavily medicated, but I've recently been diagnosed with adult ADD. Shocker, I know. And Trench has advised that I not take the afternoon dose because it makes me very calm and even-handed and easy to deal with.
No, what it does...
And that would be like Rush Limbaugh on oxys, and we can't have that.
Well, no, actually, it wasn't that it made him calm and even and, you know, no. What it did was it made him shut up. And then when he tried to say a sentence, I swear to God...
I stumbled and bumbled over
it. If it had a consonant, it was fucked.
A consonant?
I didn't say content. If it had a vowel, it was fucked. You couldn't speak. You couldn't think. You couldn't do anything.
So
it's perfect for society. Shit for Spank White
Radio. Yeah, it's great for work. It's great for work. But I find this more funny than pissed off. Because let's roll into this. And Rev, don't hang up because I want to get your opinion on this.
Yeah, of course.
Because I know I value the opinion of cart pushers everywhere.
Hey, I'm no longer a cart pusher, you goddamn cocksucker.
Hey, let me ask you something. Did you have the big strap that you put from the first one to the back one, or did you have the cool mechanical thing that magnetized all of them?
The cool mechanical thing, man.
Did you ever try and stick it to a car?
What?
The magnet. Did you ever try and stick it to a car? He's mad now.
What?
No,
what, motherfucker? What do you got?
Hey,
Walmart was... Hold on, I got to count. 5 years ago.
Hey, look, people still make fun of me for having blue hair ass wipes, so you can deal with the cart pusher thing. Did you ever do anything cool with it?
Push your cars is
no. Yeah, no.
Push your cars is a respectable
he
job.
You have to get that check.
You got to get the check from Walmart.
yeah, $7 an hour, big check.
Dude, I thought it was Toys R Us. I thought it was Toys R Us.
Toys R Us is not pie or cart pushers.
I don't know, man. Okay, so anyway, let's talk about this McCain thing. You know what? It's my birthday, Rev. Let me make a promise to you. I will never bring up the cart pushing thing again, all right?
Okay, all right. Cool.
Airwolf say you used to push carts, too.
We'll just talk about you being a douchebag. Anyway, so... Hey! No, I'm kidding! I'm kidding! Partially. So a McCain campaign volunteer tells the police department, I think it was in Pittsburgh, that she gets attacked by a large black man at an ATM, pins her down, carves a bee in her face.
What?
Because he saw a McCain Palin sticker on her car. First, she says that. Then, she says that she was sexually assaulted. Then, she says she doesn't remember any of it. And then, her story changes slightly again. So, the police department there says, okay, we're going to give her a lie detector test.
Where was this at?
Now, I think this was in Pittsburgh. Now, while all this is going on, mind you, here's the best part about this. You'd think with this sort of thing that the McCain campaign would kind of keep it low and let the police deal with it for this woman's dignity and for her self-respect. And for who would want to drag this out in the press? This poor woman has either been mutilated or sexually assaulted, because if it was cut right, that's not going to heal.
You bet.
It'll heal. No. What does the McCain camp do? Oh, no. Oh, no. Old man McCain, he's got to get himself a hot woman to get himself elected, which isn't going to work. The fucking campaign goes insane. They lose their minds over this shit. They go everywhere. They go to Fox, of course. They go to Drudge. This is made a huge deal, a huge thing. Let me bring this down here. Let me see here. Let me bring this here. This is from KDKA-TV, which is the local affiliate there. McCain camp tells KDKA that the victim is a 20-year-old Republican from Texas. According to a campaign spokesperson, after seeing her bumper sticker supporting McCain, the suspect said, "Oh, you're with McCain? You're with the McCain campaign? I'm going to teach your white ass a lesson." Okay, I added in white ass. After beating woman, the McCain camp says the suspect carved a B for Barack in her face. Police have
that. Would it have been easier to carve an O?
That.
Yeah. I would have done an O. It would have been so much easier.
Now, let me read this to you. This is from TPM, the Talking Points memo. I love these guys. McCain communications director gave reporters incendiary version of the carved B story before the facts were even known. So the McCain campaign said, "Oh, we got to get this little white woman on TV. We got to protect her. We got to make sure that
they found the new Joe the plumber."
If we elect a black man, white women everywhere will be carved
with
up.
Bees.
Where are the white women at?
Exactly. So John McCain's Pennsylvania communications director told reporters that in the state that an incendiary version of the hoax story about the attack on McCain volunteer well before the facts of the case were known to be established, and even told reporters outright that the B carved in the victim's cheek stood for Barack, according to multiple sources familiar with the discussion. So, as soon as the police said to this little white woman, "Excuse me, ma'am, we need you to take a polygraph test," she said, "I'm sorry, I made the whole thing up. Please don't arrest me." Damn. Now, my favorite part of this, and I'm trying to find the link right here. You guys talk about this. I got to find this.
So pretty much her husband beat her.
My question is,
this woman has a history of mental illness.
I was going to say, really? At what point does someone go, "If I carve a B in my head and make up this wonderful story"? First off, stop. Wait, you carved a letter in your own head?
The B was backwards, like she did it in the mirror.
If she would have went C for cunt, that may have worked. But, again, I bet she couldn't figure out how to do an O in the mirror.
I mean, that's just the way the pot...
You know what I find so funny about the whole story?
What's that, Rob?
If you think about it, when you first see that picture, now, if somebody was sitting on her chest to carve that letter, wouldn't it have been like a super ugly cut? It wouldn't have been that clean.
In other words, it would have been...
Not if it's Zorro.
No, trust me. Trust me, if it's a nigga doing it, he ain't doing it with no precision. That motherfucker's just going to...
Yeah, we're just lucky he didn't put an X on there and not know what he was doing.
Well, I mean, the B was back, so it could have been a large black guy. I get that part of it. But that's just the way politics... There used to be a time when it was politics, where they would actually, you know, debate and do things. This is... Both these guys are crap. I was
going to say, if you want to go back, debate, I find that highly dubious, but anyway.
Which one?
Well, any of it. I mean,
I think it's all
in general.
Yeah, I mean, when they got to make their own rules up for a debate, and it's like you go there, you just answer questions. They got to have their questions already set up and
everything. Shit! We all saw the VP debate, right?
Yeah.
Talk about not following the rules.
It's a joke. I mean, rules. Who needs rules? There shouldn't be any rules. You should go there, and if you're supposed to be president, be prepared to answer anything. Don't make a difference. Step up to the podium and debate. Read some stuff from when Lincoln was debating. All the old debates in Congress. They used to have fist fights. Now these guys say they drink champagne and take money from everybody. It's a crap.
Let me give you guys her initial story. This is the original story she told the police. She went to the ATM, turned around, a huge 6'4" black guy takes her $60.
Typical.
He starts to walk away, sees a bumper sticker on her car from McCain, comes back, knocks her to the ground, carves a B in her face while saying something about teaching her a lesson for supporting McCain. She then claims to have driven to a friend's house a couple of miles away, calls the police 45 minutes after the event, and refuses medical treatment. Cops apparently immediately are suspicious. Somebody leaks it to Drudge. Media goes wild. McCain Palin makes a passionate statement of disgust. Both call her personally. Obama camp just says their thoughts and prayers are with her and hope that justice is swift.
What did McCain and Palin say?
Oh, I don't have their thing here, unfortunately.
Well, they called her.
They called her, yeah, personally. she's interviewed for 5 hours, and then she's given a lie detector test because she starts making contradictory statements. Because
she's crazy.
Here are the contradictory statements. One, she was sexually assaulted by the black guy. Two, that he has her held down and carved her face with a 5-inch blade. That was she. Then she was unconscious for a while, then couldn't remember which ATM it was at, and then she was unconscious when the bee was carved into her, and now believes the bee. She cut the bee into herself, but doesn't remember why or how. She's being charged with making a false report.
Isn't it much easier to carve with a fucking razor blade than a fucking five-inch blade?
Well, she has a scarlet letter on her night right now. It's like, for bitch. I mean, she's
now, check this out. This lady came from Texas to New York specifically to work on the College Republican National Committee, and then she moved to Pennsylvania to continue working for them. Now, there's something I'm trying to find, and where is it at? If I can find it. Hang on. Keep stretching, guys.
While you're looking for that, if I may say something, I know a lot of people talk shit about Texas, but hey, I live near Austin. Austin's cool. So, but the rest of Texas and everything, go fuck themselves.
Hey, I'm from Houston. Texas is a great state.
The only good thing about Texas is football, okay?
Yeah, especially since the Titans left. Come on, give me some love. I'm a huge Titans fan. That's right.
Oh, okay.
Hey, everybody here whose team is 6-0, raise your hand. That's right, motherfuckers.
Titan time, baby.
Hey, man, I'll give it to the Titans. They're fucking kicking asses here, man.
Number one defense in the league, baby. They've taken out 4 quarterbacks so far.
Nice. Big Albert Haynesworth, he's psycho, too. Psycho. No, I mean, when it comes to all this, it's just such a waste of money and time. The other day, I opened up my door. I have 50,000 sheets of paper for all these politicians, and I'm like, they're for the green. I'm like, well, look at all the fucking trees you cut up to listen to all this.
Well,
stuff.
It's like I was saying in my mailbox. I open my get my mail, and like 13 pieces of mail are all from like one candidate telling me to vote for them and how good they are, and they can go to heck in a handbasket and all this stupid campaign shit they got going on here. It's pathetic.
But I tell you what, you cannot deny. That's the reason why they do it. You cannot deny the impact that it really does have on your vote. I mean, it's like you go to the booth and you have a lot of local people that you never ever heard of, right? You know, you're supposed to choose. Some people say, I just don't choose nobody because I don't know who it is.
Well,
but those advertisements, I'm telling you.
No.
Advertisements, they do actually get you, and you know the person. You go, you know what? Maybe this motherfucker did go on a... take state money to go on a, you know, to go on a fucking
to get some hookers.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what. I can best example of this. And Decaf, you and I lived on the same side of town for a long time.
In the ghetto.
Near the water treatment plant. When Chris Gugliani or whatever her name was running, and every day you had 5 pieces of mail from her saying, vote for me, I'm better. I ended up voting for this other schmo.
It's just because you got sick of the
pieces of email. Tired. I got so sick and tired of the junk, just the constant crap. Look at Jerry Arola.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Arola, you took one of his helicopters, put a banner on it, said, vote for me, and flew it above the 500-foot mark all over voting centers in Las Vegas, so he wasn't breaking any laws.
Yeah.
Okay, what happened?
Lost.
He lost.
Okay, get this. This whole Obama attack thing, here is the best part about it. And this is one of the things you hear, and you're like, okay, done for. Fox News vice president... if McCain worker mutilation story is a hoax, his campaign is over. That's right. Earlier today, John Moody, executive vice president of Fox News, commented on his blog that if this incident could become a watershed event in the next 11 days before the election, if Ms. Todd's allegations are proven accurate, some voters may revisit their support for Senator Obama, not because they are racist, with due respect to John Murtha, but because they suddenly feel they are not... They do not know enough about the Democratic nominee. If the incident turns out to be a hoax, Senator McCain's quest for the presidency is over, forever linked to race baiting. And that's exactly what this is.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, let's look at over, you know, the past few weeks with what the stuff has been said at the rallies and stuff. You know, they are so fucked on every subject, you know, especially the big one now, economy, that the only platform they have is fear.
The foundation of the economy is strong. The foundation of the economy is strong.
You know what?
What's funny? Oh.
No, go for it.
Okay, what's funny is I learned a term in my Chinese history class. It's called wu-wei, and that's the action of no action. Now, the thing is, Obama is not doing shit. I mean, he's not going. The only thing he's doing is talking about his plans. The McCain, they're fucking self-destructing themselves. You know what I mean? They keep on trying to, you know, try so hard to bring Obama down.
McCain says, heirs. You know, heirs. Yeah. And Obama just goes, Kidding 5? and gone, done. Any steam that, you know.
And then they say, Ayers is a terrorist, Ayers is a terrorist. And then they ask Sarah Palin, hey, do people who blow up abortion clinics, is that domestic terrorism? I don't know if I'd call that terrorism.
Oh, my God. I saw that video. I wanted to, like, kick her in the crotch.
My favorite part, though, is the McCain camp's desperate attempts to attach themselves to the average guy with Joe the plumber, who's a hardworking guy who turns out he doesn't pay his taxes and isn't a licensed plumber. And then we're attaching ourselves. We're getting behind this campaign worker who just came out here because she believed in us, and now she's attacked brutally by this large black Barack Obama guy who... turns out she cut her own face in the mirror.
Yep.
Well, I was going to say, and if they're trying to pass themselves as average individuals, and I mean this for both McCain and Palin, one...
don't spend $150,000 on your wardrobe and violate the McCain Feingold Campaign Reform Act?
And I'll tell you...
And on top of that, what average American owns 13 goddamn houses? What the fuck?
I don't...
Okay, so
a McCain supporter said, "Yeah, like Barack Obama don't spend a lot of money for his suits."
And he doesn't. He doesn't.
I swear to God, you see that guy? He looks like he shops at Sears.
That's your fucking defense. I swear to God,
he shops at Sears. His shoes are falling apart. I mean, it's pathetic. But you know what? It's gonna. You know, we have 10 days or so on.
I don't even know why this even matters. Who cares?
It does matter. Politics matter.
Always matters.
That's not politics. And once again, politics is, what are you going to do, and how are you going to do it?
Nobody. That is what Obama's running.
But
what he's doing. He's staying with what he wants to do to make this country better,
and
which is going to work for him. McCain is just saying he sucks, but it's all falling apart. Right.
Rev, we got to let you go, bud.
Okay, two things. One, if you're an American, go fucking vote.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And two, Obama, I'm out of here, guys.
All right. Not like hearing a little white man support the large black man.
All right, so Spankwagon Radio, this has been the show. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. And remember, if we're not live,
find us in the archive.
And you do that by going to podcast.lvrocks.com. And also, let's thank a bunch of people. First off, LV Rocks for the studio, time, space, everything. Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, KCO's Radio Network. As a matter of fact, Juke has been in the chat room, so hello.
Holy
Juke.
Shit, it's the Juke!
He's quick.
Juke! Radio XUK, Dwar! Okay. Showdown Network, Steel City Radio, Trax Radio, and Northern Sunset. Sorry, I gotta read. And like I've been saying, you can find our podcast. Check out our MySpace, myspace.com/spankwagon, Twitter/spankwagon.
Hell, use spankwagon.net. Go to the forums.
Just go to the forums. Yeah, they're especially Icy Blueback. Never a dull moment.
Also, big thanks to Derek for coming in from Comic Oasis. Give them where they can find you guys at again.
3121 North Rainbow Boulevard, right at the 95 Freeway in the Walmart Shopping Center. Come by comicoasis.com. Tomorrow, bring your kids in for a costume contest we got. You can check on the website about that. There's going to be prizes, a money contest, coloring contest. Charles provided some artwork for it. Come on by.
And don't forget what Decaf and I are going to be putting together this trivia quiz. So we're going to get you sometime in November.
November 28th, that's Friday.
That's when we put it together for
so
that.
28th, we need questions. We need questions, answers, and sources of 80s and 90s cartoons.
Silverhawks.
Sent to radio at spankwagon.net.
And Irish, I will send you the pictures of Scrappy so you can get your personal spank session.
And now, because we are Spankwagon Radio, we go out on Real Politics.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States of America, Barack
Obama, 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 Obama,
call him president, he's the next new president. He is senator from Illinois. Yeah, his criteria compared to John McCain, this isn't fair, cause he's BLAC, so the eyes are on he. Through his pencil, he write legislation with the country on his mind, and he don't coke-ish, cause he ain't got time. Every second, minute, hour, KKK wanna devour. He got guards ready to pop him with their choppers. Every brother, mother, sister, cousin, grandma wanna hump him. Even got Hillary Clinton on the side, ready to jump them till the Clintons. I couldn't catch them, couldn't stop them. They go by the party rules. If you can't beat them, you can't top them. Thought you'd smack them, couldn't pop them. Delegates couldn't cop them. Bill Clinton couldn't help her, too bad she couldn't drop them. Man, Obama's so ill. Yeah. Obama goes here, Obama goes there, saying yes we can. The wife Michelle, he's sitting next to Gary Air. He traveled to Air. Are you too hip? Negroes always causing problems.
This pale looking face got him looking
like a goblin.
I can't, please don't vote for my can. First day up in office, talking about some hard pain. Call the ambulance quick, all you hear is sirens. His temper isn't private, dang I hate a mad prick. Don't you hate a mad prick? Plus McCain's an old prick. Barack's a younger guy, so choose him, he's the right pick. But if you choose the wrong pick, your stepson will probably end up in Iraq quick. His healthcare plan is so immaculate, so even if you're broke and can't afford to take a doc trip, you'll be feeling much better, not sick. And he's okay, but his wife's sick, and her back's thick, and her walk's slick. She's a fly chick, I'd hit. Man, Obama's so ill. Yeah. See, he's making history like ex-King and Douglas and RFK Obama. He's that new black to that redneck
said he won't be John McCain. He don't wear flag pin, his middle name's insane.
But who gon' be that boy down there, that boy they call Obama? Got Republicans sweating like they up in saunas. Woo. Even McCain's 90-something mama be ready to pull his lever every hour. And I'd rather eat a field mouse than to see John McCain in the White House. Vote Obama in and I promise he won't turn back until some Uncle Thomas. No Aunt Jemima or Southern Fried Chicken. Call him Chief Obama or Mr. Keeps on Ticking. Man passed the riots, comments couldn't stop his tally. Even Oprah Winfrey said that she was right behind him. People, I say this country's no hope without him. But he's gotta go out and relate to everybody. He do what he do, like give his wife a hug and then a fist gap. Gotta do that stuff in public so the hood don't know that he's black. Gotta use big words, white people love to hear them. If they hear it, they don't fear him, they don't know him, but they feel him. That's real. Obama, 08, White House.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message. We'll be right back.
following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas.